Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, we want to welcome in Andre Reed, the Hall of Famer on the River Islands guest line. Andre, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you guys doing?
We're doing better now. We were stretching because you're a little late, so Lowe had to talk a little hoops. My man Lorenzo O'Neal.
Well, you know what? Lowe's—he's a jack of all trades, man. He's a joke.
Thank you.
He could get his way out of a paper bag. So he's
Dre. Come on, man. Why are you coming at your boy? Why are you on my neck like that, bro? I thought I was your guy. I thought I was your brother from another mother. Holler at your boy, baby. What's good,
dude? You know we always like that, man.
Man. You know I got some bones to pick with you, man. For one, man, you don't even invite your boy to your golf tournament every year. You know I be trying to come through, and you just treat me sometime like a redhead stepchild. Why are you doing your boy like that?
It ain't like that. You definitely in this year, bro. You know.
Okay. Okay, all good, brother, all good. Hey, you looking at the Bills, seeing how what they're putting down this year. You look at the Niners, bang, bang, Niner game. What have you seen thus far with the Niners? And if they're going to have any chance against Buffalo, what's going to have to happen?
Well,
keep it 100.
The Niners this year, I think they've been decimated by some injuries, man. They didn't have all their guys in the past all playing together at one time. I mean, Kittle's been injured. McCaffrey's been out. You know, I don't know if McCaffrey's the same player he was before this injury he had, but, you know, that's a big blow for them. That's their offense there, them two guys. And Purdy is not, you know what? A guy like Purdy, who was very efficient last year because he had those guys, I'm not taking anything away from him, but he could rely on them. Debo's been hurt a little bit this year. So the 49ers are 5-5 because of that reason, I think. It's not like Kyle Shanahan is doing a bad job coaching. They still have most of the same guys. They still have the offensive and defensive coordinators. It's just I think they've just been decimated by injuries this year at the wrong time. So this week is not going to be any different. The weather's going to be jacked up there. You guys know it's that time of year in Buffalo where snow's coming. And I don't know if the 49ers are privy to that or be ready for that. But it should be a pretty good game. It should be a pretty good game, though.
Andre, what is that atmosphere like in Buffalo when it is snowing and that crowd is as good as any in the league? What is that atmosphere like for people who haven't been in it?
It's pretty harrowing. I mean, Bills Mafia, everybody knows about Bills Mafia, and their fans are there regardless of the weather. When I came in the league in 85, there was no such thing as Bills Mafia. We barely had fans at the game. I think we had like maybe 20,000 fans or so, at our games, but, they are loyal. And just like any other fan base, they're loyal to their team, but you know, they're a movement now, and they're a great traveling, fan base. They go to different stadiums and they take over, if you want to call it that. I've been to a couple of away games over the past 10 years, and they come with a contingency. There's no doubt about it. So they're very, very active with their team, and they love their team. So very hard to play up there. I know Lowe's played up there a few times.
Very hard.
It's a deafening situation up there when you come to Buffalo, especially at this time of year with snow and weather being a factor.
Former Buffalo Bills Hall of Fame wide receiver Andre Reed joins us on the River Islands guest line. Andre, it was just revealed moments ago that Fred Warner, the star linebacker for San Francisco, has been playing on a fractured ankle for the last 8 weeks. Have you ever dealt with anything like that? And talk to us about what sort of pain and pain threshold that he's dealing with on a weekly basis.
Wow. And he's the quarterback of the defense for San Francisco. When Fred Warner's in there, I think he's, you know, one of the best linebackers in the game. When he's healthy, he's pretty tough. I don't know, man. It's again, even on that side of the ball is different. When you don't have the quarterback of that, you know, of the defense, you know, everybody's out there just, it's a little different.
Sure.
And Fred calls all the, defenses, I assume, and he's the guy they look for big plays. The 49ers, he's playing on a broken ankle. So he's more, let's see, Jack Youngblood played on a broken leg in the Super Bowl against the Steelers. So, he's a little Jack Youngblood playing right now. So,
have you ever had to play through something like that—a broken bone, a fractured bone?
Oh yeah, yeah. Fingers. I fractured my fibula one game and really was supposed to be out. The tib fib joint, I fractured that, but came back the next week and played. I don't know, man. I was a different guy out there, I guess. I don't know. Just like Lowe. Lowe was a different dude out there.
You definitely was, man. You always have. That's the way you played the game. Reckless and abandoned, but always under control. Hey, tell me, you know, you and I, we both played on some great teams. You know, we also played on some teams that the years we had a bad year. Tell the listeners, when do you think when it's over? How do you know in the locker room, and how do you know when you're a team that's right there, and you know that maybe you can't beat a team, or you're getting the team's greatest slide? What is it that players feel?
Well, you know, most teams, every team in the league wants to get a sort of a culture going on in their organization. You know, all the way from the top, from the owner, all the way down to the bottom, to the guy cleaning up at night. And when that culture is all going in the right direction, everything's going right for you. It's hard to beat. And I think that's what organizations try to do. They try to get the right people in the right places, the right coaches, the right atmosphere. That's hard to do in the NFL, you know, with the change of everything. Everything's different. You know, when I came in '85, the game was totally different all the way from the head, from the top to the bottom than it is now. It's more analytic than it's ever been. You know, back in the day, you didn't have targets. Now they count targets. I never knew what that was. To a certain point, just throw me the ball, I'll catch it. That was my target. But they use all this and put it in a computer, and you know, a lot of times players get beat physically, but you get out coached, and sometimes you just get outsmarted by teams. And look at what the Chiefs have done the past, you know, how many years since Andy Reid's been there. Andy Reid is going to be a Hall of Fame coach, but Andy Reid beats people, bottom line. He beats them, not the team. He does, because of the way he coaches.
Andre, you know, I'm sure you know as well as anyone, just coming back from a season where you get to the mountaintop and come up short, this 49ers team has obviously been through that. What is it like trying to climb that mountain again when you don't get over that hump?
Yeah, that's basically what it is. It's, you know, it's another year. Everybody in that league wants to go to a Super Bowl and win one. Unfortunately, I went to four and didn't win, but there's seven Hall of Famers from that football team and a coach, an owner, and a GM. So in the long run, I think I won to a certain point, but obviously I would have loved the Super Bowl ring. That's the ultimate goal in our game. And to try to get everybody on the same page, all the way from them going into the locker room to them leaving the locker room, it's tough. And Lorenzo knows that. It's tough to get everybody on the same page. You got different personalities. You got different this, different that. coaching changes every year. It's a lot of things to handle for a head coach. And to get that all together and then go win a Super Bowl, that's a tough job to do.
Hall of Fame wide receiver, former Buffalo Bill, Andre Reed, joins us on the River Islands guest line. Andre, really quick, don't go PC on me, but who's the best wide receiver in the game today?
I get that question. No, man. If I had a dollar for everyone, I wouldn't have to.
You'd be rich, right?
In no particular order, Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, I think Stephon, before this injury now that he had, was in the top, at least top six or seven guys. Cooper Kupp, I can go on and on. Every team, Amon St. Brown right now, I think is a top five guy in the league. All these guys are, you're only as good as a quarterback to a certain point. And these guys have pretty good quarterbacks that they have throwing the ball to them. And, they do a great job in their offenses, and they get them the ball. And that's how they win.
Andre, one guy who's kind of taken himself way out of that conversation is Deebo Samuel. There's been a lot of discussion over here about him and who he is as a player, how much of it is poor blocking. But he's obviously been a guy who's...
Whether you want to...
Buy, buy, buy!
In a bear market... Or
sell, sell, sell.
In a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Sort of, he named the position the wide back because he gets used in some interesting ways. But what do you see from him? He doesn't quite look the same. And when you're a player that's not a true receiver like he is, I mean, do you think this is sort of him falling off a cliff, or is this just a blip in his career?
I think, again, the injury bug, he's been a little nicked up this year. Deebo's always came back from those injuries because he's a physical guy. When he gets the ball, like you said, they have him in the backfield. He runs like a running back. And when he gets the ball, there's not too many people catching him, especially as a receiver. So I think it's just been, he's just trying to get back to what he's used to. And that really can only happen if the offense is gelling together and he's a part of it. And then if McCaffrey's in there, it makes his job a little bit easier. When McCaffrey's in there and he's playing well. So, Deebo's Deebo, no matter what. So I think, they just have to get him the ball, and he's got to be confident enough that he can get the job done regardless of what's been going on there in San Francisco this year.
Andre, I'm looking at a position that seemed like has fell off the last 7 or 8 years. And, this year you can probably put him in the MVP conversation. Do you think they should be getting paid way more? And that's the running back position. Look what Saquon, look what they're doing. Why are they not, when you see how vital they can be in this league?
That's a good question, Lo, because ever since, I left the game 20-some years ago, the running back position has been devalued to a certain point because they want skill guys, and a running back's a skill guy, but offenses have changed. They become more, get the fast guys out there and get them in space. But when it comes to around this time, you need a running back really bad with weather and with things when you can't pass the ball as much as you want to. You need a guy like Saquon, a guy like Derrick Henry. These guys are very viable to their offenses and their teams. So what Saquon's doing this year is, especially coming back from, a bad knee injury, and then he had a year or two of some injuries that maybe could have, ended his career. And I think he showed all the work that he's done in the offseason and all the things that he's done to get himself back in the shape that he's usually in. And he's having a phenomenal year there in Philly for the Eagles. So I think it's just been devalued. And these guys are really important to their teams. And again, this next 6 weeks, with weather, we're going to see how valuable they are.
Andre Reed, the Hall of Fame wide receiver, joining us here on 95.7 The Game on the River Islands guest line. Really quick, before we let you go, back in the day, you were part of the K-Gun offense, which was way ahead of its time. You guys were going shotgun, spreading the field. Cincinnati did it before you. but it was not something you saw in football back in the 1990s. And I talked about this and making the comparison to that of the 49ers, that eventually DCs or defensive coordinators, when you put them in that dark room and they're looking at film, they'll find some way to stop it. Do you think that what it is we've seen with the 49ers as far as their being so dominant and so innovative with Kyle Shanahan as far as their offense, that maybe defenses have closed that gap and have found an answer to the secret sauce, so to speak?
That's pretty a pretty good analogy there. You know, we came out with that K-gun, like you said. Before that, it was the muddle huddle that Cincinnati ran. And then we just took it to another level because we ran it all the time. And we were ahead of it because defenses could not catch up with it. And regardless of what they were game planning, they had to game plan, all right, this week we need to stop Thurman Thomas. This week we have to stop Reed. We got to stop Lofton. We got to stop McKellar. We got to stop BB. We got to – it's too many people to stop. When somebody's – you don't have enough guys on the defense to stop everybody. But I think Kyle Shanahan, he's a defensive-minded guy, has you know, to a certain point, knows that, and he's going to put his guys in, you know, especially on offense, going to put them in the right positions to make plays. It's up to them to execute.
Andre, where are you living these days?
I'm in San Diego. I'm right down the street from. I'm in Rancho Bernardo here. Just moved in my house about a year ago, and really enjoying it here in San Diego. And matter of fact, I'm going to the game this weekend, Buffalo, San Francisco, so I will be there for that game.
See, you guys, you talk about how much you love Buffalo, and I know you do, but the minute you guys get a chance to go to the sunshine and the beach, you're gone, man.
He's hating, Dre.
I'm out of here like lightning, bro. I'm gone.
Andre Reed, our guest. Hey, thanks for taking part of the day and joining us here on 95.7 The Game.
No problem, guys. Anytime, man. Good to talk to you. Good to talk to you, Lo.
All right, you too, brother.
We got to catch up.
No question. I'll give you a shout. Cheers.
Andre Reed, Hall of Famer, our guest here today on 95.7 The Game. And